So think of all the teachers that made a big difference, that stand out in your life. There aren't really that many. I mean, they were all good teachers, right? But then there's the odd one that really, really makes a difference, right? And you can, I mean, for most of us, it would be on the fingers of one hand, the ones that stick out for us. Everybody's got their own connection with their teachers, but it's very, that's why we're celebrating teachers this week with $100 to spend at the Source. And one lucky teacher will walk away with a gift package that includes a new laptop, headphones, smart lamp, and more. You can nominate a teacher in your life at CJAD800.com. And today's nominator is Jocelyn Douk. And the teacher she nominates is her husband, John DeVicentis, who teaches at St. John Fisher Senior Elementary. And they are both on the line. Good morning, Jocelyn.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Congratulations. So, John, from what I'm going to read your, actually, Jocelyn, I'm going to read your note. John is very popular and favorite teacher in his community. He relates so well to the kids. He jokes with boys and girls about sports. You're a Bruins fan, John?
Yes.
Oh, God. Supports those struggling, loves to make every day special. Despite his own challenges with cerebral palsy, uses his disability to model strength, perseverance, and courage in the face of adversity. Kind-hearted smile and a personality with his students, which runs just as deep. Please help me honor and recognize this great person, teacher, leader, and friend. So is your wife that nice to you all the time, or only when she talks about your teaching, John?
No, she's nice to me most of the time. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
So tell me about your cerebral palsy. How long has this been affecting you?
Well, cerebral palsy comes at birth. It was trauma at birth, which is kind of a lack of oxygen to the brain during birth.
Yeah.
And it affects everyone differently. For me, for myself, it's very minor in that it affects my fine coordination, my fine balance.
Yeah.
And as you can tell, my speech a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
So tell me, how do the kids react to when they first meet you then?
You know, that's a good question. At St. John Fisher, we're what we call a senior elementary school. So basically that means we're grade 3 to 6. So I teach grade 5, but every year when the new students come in grade 3, I make it a point sometime in September to go visit each grade 3 class, and I speak about having cerebral palsy and obstacles that people may have in life and overcoming obstacles. And I try and relate it to their lives of being a new school. And when the students come to me in grade 5, I give kind of a refresher, just quick speak about why I talk the way I talk or walk the way I walk. And to be honest with you, Andrew, that's the end of it. The students in my classes over all my years, whether it be when I taught high school or elementary, it's never been an issue.
I think it's fantastic. And John, I'm very, very happy for you. You got $100 to spend at the Source. You can spend that on yourself if you want. And let's not get ahead of ourselves, but we have this great huge gift package with a laptop and headphones and so on. But and you're in the draw for that now. So congratulations on your work. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah. Jocelyn, thank you for nominating. What a great idea. Thank you.
Thank you so much for giving him the chance to be recognized for all the hard work that he does. It means a lot.
Yeah. Jocelyn Douk. And John DeVicentis, who teaches at St. John Fisher Senior Elementary, nominated teacher in your life at CJAD800.com.